Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is Maitreya. Because it's rather an extensive subject, I will probably continue reading excerpts from Benjamin Krem's books for the following one, if not two, programs. This program will start with an article by Benjamin Krem's master titled See Him and Rejoice. Many times over the years have I said that Maitreya was emerging soon, and thus has this expectation been kept vividly alive in the hearts of millions. That his full emergence has not yet taken place is not a sign of perfidy on my part, but rather a result of the extraordinary nature and difficulty of this enterprise. Men in general know nothing of the laws which govern such an event, nor of the boundaries to Maitreya's action which these laws create. Also, we, your elder brothers, work outside and beyond the notion of time, and find difficulty in placing our insights and information before men whose understanding is still governed by what we call the fact of time. Nevertheless, when all is said, this present time should be seen by men as the anteroom, in which Maitreya patiently awaits the signal to emerge openly onto the world stage. The present chaotic conditions, especially in the economic and financial fields, have tipped the scales and made possible a decision on a period which men themselves would welcome as soon. It will not be long, therefore, until the great Lord begins his open mission, albeit undeclared. Watch and wait with a sure understanding of his priorities, and so miss him not. How will humanity view this extraordinary man, like none seen in recent memory, yet obviously one of us? How will men respond to the simple truth of his utterance? And how quickly will men respond to his analysis of their plight? It is not possible to know precisely how men will react on first experience of Maitreya. The great Lord will be circumspect and relatively restrained on first appearance, lest he drive away those who need time to evaluate his thoughts and judge their relevance. Soon, however, many, we surmise, will gather round him, eager to see adopted the changes he advises. They, in their turn, will stir their brothers and sisters to consider these seminal ideas and to launch a crusade for sanity in world affairs. These ideas, requiring a complete reconstruction of our present way of life, will gradually appear more logical, more practical and achievable than first they may have seemed. And so a great wave of enthusiasm for sharing and right relationship will sweep across the world. Maitreya himself will potentize these natural stirrings of right thinking among the nations, and will work to foster the growing public yearning for a new direction. Thus will Maitreya work through men to sow the seeds of the new garden. Thus will he engender in men a longing for the real and the true, for the manifestation of love and justice. In this way does the great Lord serve humanity, showing them the way to live within the spiritual laws. Thus will the Lord of love reveal himself to men as a brother, a friend, a way shower, a traveller like them on the way. See him soon then and rejoice. Join his ranks and serve. Awaken through him to your divinity. That article was published in Charity National magazine in September 2008. Moving on to Benjamin Creme's book, The World Teacher for All Humanity. And this is an excerpt from near the beginning of the book, starting as follows. The coming of Maitreya was foretold 2,600 years ago by Gautama Buddha, who said at that time would come another great teacher, a Buddha like himself by the name Maitreya, who, by dint of his colossal spiritual stature, would galvanize and inspire humanity to create a brilliant golden civilization based, as he put it, on righteousness and truth. Every manifestation of a teacher that has occurred from the earliest times has been a disciple overshadowed by the teacher. Historically, some of these are known as Hercules, Hermes, Rama, Mithra, Vyasa, Confucius, Zoroaster, Krishna, Shankaracharya, Gautama, Jesus, and Muhammad. These have all been disciples overshadowed by the teacher himself. Just as the Buddha worked through the Prince Gautama, so in Palestine, Maitreya worked through Jesus of Nazareth. Maitreya is the embodiment of what we call the Christ principle, the energy of love. Maitreya is so advanced, so pure, he can embody in his own being, and not simply channel, the energy of love, the second aspect of God. Through Jesus, he showed that love of God in its perfection in a man for the first time, just as through the Prince Gautama, the Buddha showed the wisdom aspect of God in its perfection in a man for the first time. Now, for the first time in history, the teacher has come into the world himself. Maitreya is the head and leader of his group of disciples, the Masters of Wisdom, and holds the office of World Teacher. He has held this office for the last 2,000 years, appearing through Jesus, and will be the World Teacher for the entire coming age, the Age of Aquarius, which has now begun and will last about 2,350 to 2,500 years. For thousands of years, Maitreya has lived in retreat in the high Himalayas. But Maitreya arrived in the everyday world, he has never been far from the world, on the 19th of July 1977. On the 8th July, Maitreya descended from his mountain retreat in a self-made body constructed especially for this mission in the world. This body allows him to live at our level of existence and at the same time be sensitive enough to bring in his consciousness as the world teacher. Maitreya stayed on the plains in Pakistan for some days to acclimatise that body, and on 19th July came by plane to London, England. He's made the Asian community of London what he calls his point of focus in the modern world. Moving a little bit further into the book, another quote from Mr. Creme. The United States and European stock markets have been going up and down, up and down, but do not actually follow through as they have done in Japan. Side note here, of course, this book was written some years ago now, But as you can probably already tell, it's rather relevant to today's situation. And carrying on, Maitreya is waiting for the collapse of the US and European economies to come forward to present himself to the world to start his public teaching. But events in the world are so critical with so much tension and fear that Maitreya is concerned to come forward as soon as possible. He is taking every opportunity to present himself closer and closer to the groups who are working for the reappearance, but also on a wider scale to the people in the world. He talks to people at all levels, ordinary people and those most useful at every level, political, economic, social, scientific, educational, and so on. People who can help the world, who have influence for good in the world. In this way, he's built up a great body of people who, in the immediate future, will begin the changes necessary to transform the world for the better. When Maitreya comes forward, he will not at first use the name Maitreya. He will present himself as an ordinary person, although, of course, an extraordinary person. He will appear at first in America on television on a large network, and then in Japan and around the world. He will become known for his analysis of the world's needs. Look for a man who is calling for justice for all the world, freedom for all the world. When enough people are responding to what he has to say, Maitreya will be asked to speak to the entire world. On that day, the Day of Declaration, as it will be known, you will see a now familiar face on television, that of Maitreya. The television networks of the world will be linked together by satellite, which are actually in place for this event. And then an extraordinary thing will happen. Simultaneously, throughout the world, people will see Maitreya's face on their television sets. Maitreya is omniscient and omnipresent, and everyone above the age of 14 will hear his words, his thoughts, his ideas, inwardly, silently, telepathically, in their own language. As you are watching this face, his lips will not move, he will not speak. But his ideas will come into your mind. The French will hear him in French, the English in English, Dutch in Dutch, and so on throughout the world. Whatever you are doing, if you are out fishing or under the car, if you are not watching television, you will still hear the voice, the thoughts, the ideas of Maitreya inwardly. This miracle is a repetition only now on a world scale of the true happenings of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. Also, in this way, Maitreya will foreshadow the future ability of all people to communicate mentally, telepathically, at will, over any distance. Maitreya will give a short history of the long history of the world, and show the height from which humanity has fallen into the materialism of today. He will introduce the fact of his group, the spiritual hierarchy of masters. He will show the future and outline some of the extraordinary scientific marvels that will open up new life for humanity. He will make his appeal for justice, for sharing as the only way to justice, and so to peace in the world. While this is taking place, his energy, the energy of love, will flow out in tremendous potency through the hearts of all. This will invoke an intuitive, heartfelt response to the message. Maitreya has said, "It will be as if I embrace the whole world. People will feel it even physically." On the dense physical plane, there will be hundreds of thousands of spontaneous miracle healings, cures throughout the world. In these three ways, you will know that that man, and of course only that man, is the world teacher, awaited by the Christians as the Christ, by Muslims as the Imam Mahdi, by Jews as the Messiah, by Hindus as Krishna or Kalki Avatar, and by Buddhists under his name Maitreya Buddha. by people of no religious affiliation who simply wish for a better life for all. Our response to this event will determine the entire future of the world. Maitreya will present us, or to us, a choice. We have free will, and the choice is ours. Simply put, it is a choice for sharing, justice, and the end of war and terrorism forever, or the eventual annihilation of all life on Earth, human and subhuman alike. Maitreya has already said, "My heart tells me your answer, your choice, and is glad." And there was mention of Maitreya's television interviews and what I just read out. In the blurb at the beginning of the magazine, there's a little explanation about that, so I'll just read that out. In January 2010, Benjamin Krem announced that Maitreya's first interview on an American television network had taken place. He has since given a series of interviews on television in the US, Mexico, Brazil, Russia, China, Japan, Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and India. And we believe he would have been and probably is still being interviewed on television in other parts of the world since then. As Mr. Krem passed away in 2016, we unfortunately don't have the up-to-date information on that subject. In this way, he is gradually making himself known and making his concerns and presenting his solutions to the world's problems. In fact, sorry, not making himself known, making his concerns known. As mentioned in the description earlier, he's appearing as an ordinary man, so not stating that he is the world teacher, for example. And in fact, it says that more or less in the next paragraph, Mr. Krem explained that as Maitreya emerges, he is not first using the name Maitreya. He is becoming known for his analysis of the world's needs. Look for a man who is calling for justice and freedom for all. When enough people are responding to what he has to say, Maitreya will be asked to speak to the entire world. And that, of course, is what is called the Day of Declaration. We have a little bit of time left, so I will read an excerpt from one of Maitreya's earliest messages. This is message number 2. "Many there are throughout the world who call me, beg for my return. I answer their pleas. Many more are hungry and perish needlessly for want of the food which lies rotting in the storehouses of the world. Many need my help in other ways, as teacher, protector, as friend and guide. It is as all of these I come, to lead men, if they will accept me, into the new time, the new country, the glorious future which awaits humanity in this coming age. For all of this I come. I come too to show you the way to God, back to your source, to show you that the way to God is a simple path which all men can tread, to lead you upwards into the light of that new truth which is the revelation that I bring. For all of this I come. Let me take you by the hand and lead you into that beckoning country to show you the marvels, the glories of God which are yours to behold." So that is all on the subject of Maitreya for this program. We'll continue that theme in the next. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like more information, check out the website, which is share-international.org, or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.